Well, I would say, I suppose they're still in shock. The initial shock, of course, of last Friday has worn off, but today they're in shock, and today they were very, of course, dignified this morning, and they certainly did Ronan proud in the way they certainly carried themselves through it all. But now begins the hard part. They have to, I referred to earlier somebody about how they, you know, there's a limping, they'll be limping, you know, when you lose a kind of a part of you, you limp, and they will be limping for quite some while because, you know, a central figure in their lives, one of their children, is no longer there. It's been taken from them. And how do you say anyone, I don't know, I'm not a parent, but I think any parent will understand the enormity of what happened last Friday in their lives and how that life for them will literally never be the same again.
You said today, Father Fee, that Ronan did not take his own life, but his life was taken from him. What did you mean by that?
Well, I mean that he was a fine, lovely young man, as your former speaker said. They're a delightful child, and somehow or other, some people got to the child and broke him. And in that breaking, that breaking took him to the field behind the house. This wasn't a case of depression or a case of mental illness. It was that the poor child was broken. And now a great thing was, of course, he went to his parents, and that speaks volumes of the relationship that he had with his parents and how good and wonderful his parents were to the child throughout his short life. But, and they went to the police. Everything was done that could be immediately done. But somehow or other, perhaps even again on Friday, they got to him again. And I feel that they broke the boy and they exploited him. And in the end, poor Ronan just, he was only 16 going on 17. And he just, the poor child broke.